Good morning. This is Word Made Flesh, the radio ministry of Neighbors of Hope. We'll share struggles and triumphs and how through the Word, everyone can experience the loving and healing reality of Christ's compassion. Now here's Neighbors of Hope's Executive Director, Pastor Stephen Palmer, with this week's Word.
Well, good morning. This is Pastor Stephen Palmer, Executive Director of Neighbors of Hope, and on this edition of Word Made Flesh, on this third Sunday of Lent edition of Word Made Flesh, we have with us the women from our Women and Children's Center. So good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Before we went on the air, we had some conversation, and we opted to look at the scripture from the writing of James, chapter 1, verses 26 and 27. And so if I could have someone read that for us, that would be great.
Those who consider themselves religious and yet do not keep a tight rein on their tongues deceive themselves, and their religion is worthless. Religion that God the Father accepts as pure and faultless is this: to look after orphans and widows in their distress and to keep oneself from being polluted by the world.
There you go. Pure religion, undefiled before God, is to care for the most vulnerable in your community. Oftentimes when I read this, I will substitute the word for widows as being homeless mothers and orphans being homeless children, the most vulnerable in our community. Ladies, you're here at Neighbors of Hope's Women and Children's Center as women experiencing homelessness. I'm real curious, what's your experience with your current status and religion? What have you ever thought about, or have you ever thought about being really the most vulnerable in communities? And if so, you know, we may not always look at ourselves like that, but if so, how have you been treated? Have you ever noticed with the Bible there and its elevation of orphans and widows and aliens too, by the way? There, Paul says in 1 Corinthians 12, they need to be elevated to the top. Paul flat out says they are the most indispensable members of our community. Do you feel indispensable? Or do you feel sometimes communities will just dispense away with you?
Sometimes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
At times. I once got in a fight
with my dad when I was very young.
About this? Yeah?
Yeah.
That's...
And I ended up telling him, just to piss him off, that I was an atheist. Just to piss him off and get him mad. And it worked. I remember him, could have sworn he grew horns that day. They just popped out of his head and his eyes turned red.
Okay, and yeah, I mean, so have you had experiences to where, you know, this doesn't really feel like a Jesus thing? I don't feel like I'm being treated like a Jesus, right? Experience. And yeah, I think, you know, a lot of our run-ins with religion become so orthodox. And by orthodoxy, we're really speaking about right thinking, right belief, deplete of orthopraxis or right action. So part of what James is talking about is, you know, if you're going to practice in a ritualistic way over and over, it ought to be caring for the weak among you. Or don't practice at all.
Mm.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Just, anybody else got anything they want to say?
This ministry was somewhat questioned coming into the community of Tecumseh. And I really have to say, as a staff member, that we have been embraced, that you ladies are loved tremendously mm-hmm. by this community. And that is evidenced by the Christians who knock on our door day after day after day, and they bring the basic necessities to you because it's what they can do, because it's their expression of love for you. And that comes from churches, that comes from individuals, that comes from families. I see it demonstrated every single day on your behalf. And I'm very pleased with that, because I think there was a real uncertainty about what would happen in this place. And I think your demonstration of God's love for you in the community as you go out and you talk about your experience here has been evidenced by them as someone that they want to care for, that they're willing to care for, that you're worthy of. And I think that's Christianity in action. I'm pleased for what they're doing for you in this community, the demonstration.
I know that at times it feels like we're being thrown under the bus. And that's just sometimes, it's not always. But it's taken me a long time to see it, but I have seen tremendous love from the staff here, the community, and it is amazing. And it just shows me how much God is working in and through. Whether it be during COVID or otherwise, to witness it is wonderful.
Good, good. You got anything? They're shaking their heads no, by the way. Go ahead.
I just wanted to get here to this app is really amazing, and the community when they donate stuff is really heartfelt and kind, and I'm not really good at expressing anything.
No, I appreciate that. You know, with a couple of our staff members part of this episode, they better be drinking. That's why we like to say we're
just so caring, and it's really friendly here.
So I guess maybe let's see if we can rephrase this a little bit. And thank you very much. That's exactly what Neighbors of Hope is all about. Or that's what we strive, right? This is really about. James references this, and let's understand this author is Jesus' brother, right? So, you know, he kind of knew his brother pretty well. And then you have, as I said, Paul, and then throughout the Old Testament and elsewhere, there's this in Mark's gospel, this emphasis on what those who are most vulnerable in your community and the elevation that Paul gives to that population. Ought to come across as feeling valued, right? That there's a level of dignity granted despite circumstances, and yet circumstances almost dictate, right? The rung of the ladder you ought to be placed on. And so for Jesus, for James, for Paul, it's at the top. That those circumstances, your value revealed through those circumstances, put you at a higher position. And so it is good to see the local community, the area churches, businesses, individuals, right, families coming together to simply, through maybe a meal, a shared meal, trying to convey that to you, that you have value. So I do hope you experience that here. That's one of our values right here. But have there been times where you haven't felt valued?
Yes.
Granted, you know, given those circumstances.
Yes.
So for our listening audience, the women are shaking their heads, yes. All right, ladies, it is radio, okay? So you want to expound on that a little bit?
Before we came here, Housing Help got us a hotel room for a couple of weeks, and the people that own the hotel were not, they're nice. They weren't very nice. They were, especially when it came time for us to leave, and they were really nasty.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, sorry you had to experience that. The world can be pretty harsh. All right. Anybody else? Any closing thoughts?
In the beginning of this portion of my journey, I didn't have anywhere to go. I have friends. I have family. I didn't have anywhere to go. Didn't know what I was going to do. And Neighbors of Hope opened their door to me. Not only the community and businesses that have helped here, I'm grateful for, but even the women that are here. It's a camaraderie. We all have different stories, but we all have a story, and we've all come together and have learned and walked our walk, or at least this part of our journey together. And I will never forget it, and I'm very grateful.
Well, we're glad you're here. Yeah, thank you for sharing. Well, ladies, thank you very much for your contribution to this week's edition of Word Made Flesh. So until we do this again, may God's grace, peace, love, and joy be with you always.
Thank you for listening to Word Made Flesh. Neighbors of Hope brings people hope through a comprehensive suite of Christ-centered programs that include our men's ministry and women and children's ministry, our social enterprises, Blessings and More Resale Store, Woven Hope and Recycling Center, Fishes and Loaves Food Pantry, and this radio ministry program, Word Made Flesh. Find out how you can become a Neighbor of Hope at neighborsofhope.com. We hope you'll join us again next Sunday morning for Word Made Flesh.